TalkZone.com.
What happens when you put a bear with an attorney? You get Barely Legal. In the next hour, former Chicago Bear and nine-time pro football player Robin Earle and co-host attorney David Spada, along with special contributor Elliot Harris, will tackle sports, interview current and former professional athletes, and discuss legal issues in sports. And they promise the next hour will be as exciting as a game-winning touchdown, a walk-off home run, or a buzzer-beating shot. Now, Barely Legal.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Barely Legal Show here on WIND-AM 560. I'm Robin Earle, former fullback and tight end for your Chicago Bears. And I'm joined each week by my two co-hosts sitting in with me this morning. First up, the one and only attorney David Spada and quick hit Sun-Times columnist Mr. Elliot Harris. A quick thank you also goes out to our title sponsor, Midwest Energy. And, of course, none of this is possible, and I wanted to do this. I keep forgetting, but I want to thank our fine producer behind the glass, Mr. John Neff. You know, he controls all the important buttons, guys, so be careful. Also, I want to wish all our listeners a very safe and wonderful holiday. And we are, obviously, this show is airing about a day and a half after Christmas. I hope everybody had a wonderful Santa Claus morning. But let's get right into the meat of things that we're doing. Well, first of all, gentlemen, Elliot, how you doing? I see you just walked in the door. You had a little traffic issue.
Well, I almost needed David's services, but no. I avoided being stopped by any authorities.
Don't do that, of course. David, getting ready for everything's fine with the family.
Everything's
all that.
Good.
But you got those three girls, and of course, it's Christmas time with the young ones.
Yeah, wait till they're teenagers.
All right, let's get the guy on the he's on the phone now, and this is you know that the name of the ball was named after him. You know,
I didn't know that.
Spalding. Wrong ball.
Wrong ball. No, we've got All-Pro Hall of Famer, inducted 1978, and of course, that is Mr. Larry Wilson. What's going on, Larry? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Doing great.
Having some fun.
Every time I call you, I go, Mr. Wilson, I feel like Dennis the Menace calling you.
Mr. Wilson!
I tell you what, I get so tired of people calling me Mr. Wilson. Hell, call me Larry.
Okay. Well, that's got to be great. I bet you had a lot of wide receivers and running backs say, God dog it, Mr. Wilson, quit hitting me so hard.
I don't know. Most of those guys are all sitting home watching it like me now.
Yeah. Well, you know, you came in the league in 1960, and you were I'm assuming because you came out of Utah, you didn't have quite the exposure, but you're just a seventh-round draft pick. But you had how many draft picks back? How many rounds back in your day?
Oh, my goodness. I think they had something like 20 or something like that.
Yeah, 22 or so. Wow. So you come to the St. Louis Cardinals, and you stake it right away. Then, of course, your middle name is called Wildcat. How did you get that?
Well, we had a defense that is called the safety blitz, and that was the name of the defense. And so they just stuck that on me, and why, I don't know.
And that is really your claim to fame, really, was that, you know, the safety blitz.
Yeah, I tell you, we were the first team to do it. It really was our coach that started the thing, and I just happened to be the guy that did it. And, it's a part of the game now, and I'd rather be rushing the passer than back there chasing him.
Mike Ditka, I see, challenged Terrell Owens' toughness and said, why can't you play with a broken finger? Larry Wilson played with two broken hands and was intercepting passes.
Yeah, I'd have scored if I had my eyes open.
52 career picks.
You know, back then, we only had 36 ball players, and if you could run, you could play.
And you could run. You could also tackle. I remember as a youngster growing up in St. Louis going to Old Sportsman's Park for a Cardinals-Browns game, and there's this big number 32 in the Cleveland backfield, Jim Brown. And I remember this tiny little defensive back, Larry Wilson.
With skinny legs.
Skinny legs, skinny everything. Tackling him and throwing him to the ground pretty good. What was it like?
Well, you must have only saw the one tackle I ever made on you.
all I know is it was a real cold day in Sportsman's Park. But, yeah, no, I saw you make a lot of tackles.
I came in as much as I could. But I tell you what, Jim Brown and guys like that were just, they were amazing. And, they could play today, and they could play very well today.
Well, I think you could play today, too.
I don't know. Guys got to be a little bit quicker than maybe I was, but I enjoyed playing, and I'm not sure I could play because they'd be throwing the flag too often.
Hey, Larry, what do you think about, there's one thing that I admired about you watching you play, and I was just a generation after you, of course, but the way you form tackled, the way you did things, the way you wrapped up your arms and got the player to the ground. These players today, all they want to do is be like missiles and just kind of hit them at their thighs and legs and hope that they go down. That's just not the proper technique, is it?
No, it's not. And, it's really a shame. It's got to be a game now where you're trying to hurt people, trying to hit them with your head and hurt the guy. Yeah, you're crazier than heck to be tackling like that. That's what they have shoulder pads on. And I think if the coaching staffs would just teach form tackling, you got to get the guy down.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it just knocking them down all the time.
You know what guy reminded me of you? The gentleman who died in the war, Pat Tillman. He played similar to you.
Pat Tillman was a really fine football player for us out in Arizona. He's a real character, very quiet, very studious, but he loved to play the game.
Wasn't there another defensive back for the Cardinals in your era there, Larry? I'm trying to think.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
we had some pretty good players back then. Jerry Stovall was the other safety. And
Roger Worley?
Roger was
Roger
later.
Worley.
Yeah,
and,
Roger Worley, who I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Stovall was out LSU.
Then, of course, you played, did you crisscross with coach for the Bears?
Johnny Rowland.
Johnny Rowland.
Johnny was there. He was offense and a fine fullback. We had some darn good players. My whole time with the Cardinals, we always trained in Lake Forest.
Illinois.
Okay. Right outside of Chicago.
That's where I trained for seven seasons with the Bears. That's right.
With the Bears.
Yeah, right.
I used to be the Cardinals place.
No kidding.
And so we always would scrimmage the Bears, and then we'd play them in the Armed Forces game. So we got to know each other pretty well.
Gotcha. Hey, we're talking here with Larry Wilson, Hall of Fame defensive back from the St. Louis Cardinals. We're so glad to have him on this morning. But, Larry, I knew we had a little bit in common. I see you're from Idaho. I was born in Boise, Idaho. And, Rigby, Idaho. Wow!
Yeah, it's not,
did you close to a potato farm?
I'm sorry.
Close to a potato farm?
Actually, I lived in town. My dad worked for the Utah Power and Light Company out there.
Okay.
And I spent some time on the farms. That's kind of what we did in the summer. And of course, they went out of school to pick potatoes, so it kept us guys busy.
How much would you have liked to level a hit on DeSean Jackson of the Eagles? You see the way this guy plays. He's doing backward flips into the end zone. He's running around the goal line. Wouldn't you just love to pop that guy?
I tell you what. If things like that would have happened back when I played, they wouldn't be doing it only once.
Good answer.
It wouldn't only be the opponents, but that'd be your own team. I mean, they'd straighten that out pretty quick.
David and I were talking before you came on the show here. I said, someone is going to level that son of a gun. and someone's going to get him. Someone's going to get him good, but it's going to be a good clean hit. And even if it isn't a good clean hit, if it's helmet to helmet, and they knock his butt out for a you know, for a few series, I think that's what this kid needs. But he is pretty exciting. If you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan,
if he's on your team, you love him.
You're a damn. Hey, real quick, like we only got about 60 seconds here, Larry. How do you? I mean, can you size up a little bit about this Boise State Utah game tonight?
You know what? That's going to be a great game. Utah has been playing pretty well this season, and of course, Boise State is wide open. They both have the same kind of offenses, so it should be exciting.
Should be putting up a lot of points.
One of the better bowl games.
I don't know what the over and under is, but I bet the over.
You're taking the over, whatever it is.
And that over and under might be 120 points.
You'll still take it.
I'll still take it.
Well, you being from Boise and me from Utah, I'll put a little quarter on Utah.
There you go. All right. Is that a quarter of a bear? No.
A quarter of whatever you want.
There you go. Hey, Larry, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming on board with us on the Barely Legal Show. It's always fun to talk to Hall of Famers. And it was such class that you have. Good luck. You know, God bless you and your family.
Thank you, guys.
And enjoy your holidays. This is the Barely Legal Show here on WIND. We'll be right back with Y.A. Tittle and Jim Brown.